We know that the prevalence of short-term lets, which are far more lucrative for property owners, are having a huge impact on the provision and availability of long-term lets for people who want to live and work in communities. I think we see this most acutely in our Gaeltachtan rural communities, particularly our seaside communities as well. And obviously there's an overlap of those two categories, if you like. We see people being priced out of the market. We see people who don't want to put up their houses for long-term let because it's far more lucrative to keep them free for the few months or a few weeks and months of the summer. So I think that this is something that we need to look at as a council. We've seen in just this week about investigations into alleged illegal short-term lets, and there's very little follow-up on that at Donegal level, by Donegal County Council in Donegal. And I think that we need to see more of it. We need to see people being compliant with the legislation that's there. There is a balance to strike here between tourism and communities, but we can't just have some of our rural and Gaeltachtan communities only being viable in summer months. We need to look at year-round viability. And I think looking at accommodation and the provision of long-term letting is a huge cornerstone of that.
Because we hear time and time again, as you reference, people just can't afford to live and work in their own communities.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, young people, people who are returning to an area, whether they've been working down the country or abroad for a number of years, find it absolutely impossible to either rent or purchase or build in their own home communities because they're being outbid by holidaymakers, essentially. And that's not a sustainable model. And I think one of the things that we need to look at as a council is to look at affordable housing models and affordable housing schemes in those communities which are under pressure. I think it's particularly important around Gaeltachtan communities because what we're having is houses are being bought by people who don't speak Irish in a Gaeltachtan community, and we need to ensure that we do whatever we can to preserve the culture of the language and the use of the language in those communities as well.